Welcome to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. My guest today is Texas A&M University Commerce men's basketball team shooting guard, Devondre Walker.
The tip-off.
Thank you for being with us, Devondre. Now, if you could, please tell us where you're from.
I'm from a small little area, Pleasant Grove. Like most people know, Dallas is a really huge city, you know, so you meet a lot of people and you experience a lot of different things. And also, I had three brothers and sisters and a single mother. So single household also showed a lot what the world would kind of be like, considering that she would be working and that we would have to take care of each other.
Free throw.
Despite having to face adversity early on, Walker said that he found strength and inspiration in his mother.
It's kind of even hard to talk about just all the things that she's taught, like not even through do this and do that, just by example, you know, just the sacrifices she made. You know, I don't understand like how she managed to be at my AAU games when she had to work. We had 6-7 games a weekend. So it was an absolute blessing the way I was raised and in the situation I was raised in.
Layup.
Walker began playing organized basketball in middle school and polished his game throughout high school. But when it was time to take his game to the college level, he was surprised that not a lot of teams recruited him.
Out of high school, you know, I wasn't very sought after because of probably my school's record and just my exposure through the AAU circuit. So towards the end of my senior year, I played AAU. Usually seniors don't really play in AAU. Luckily, I got a couple interest looks from Texas State, UMKC, Grambling. My assistant coach at my high school had just graduated, and the school he went to was Northwestern Oklahoma State. That's the school I went to out of high school.
Alley-oop.
After spending his freshman season at Northwest Oklahoma State University, Walker decided to transfer to A&M Commerce. He saw action in all 27 games and even had 21 starts in his first season as a Lion. Walker also explained how he earned his nickname.
I'm watching this movie and I'm watching these Isaiah Thomas clips and I'm loving it. Man, I'm seeing Isaiah Thomas, so he became my favorite player. And Isaiah Thomas' nickname growing up was Tuck. So a week later, I go to this tryout, you know, the guys don't really know me. Hey, what's your name, man? I said, you can just call me Tuss.
Buzzer beater.
Walker said he could see himself playing professional basketball, but his goal is to change lives.
I don't mind having a very long career playing, but that's not really a goal of mine to just play basketball my whole life. So I want to train athletes and hope that guys better themselves as basketball players, as men, just being like a mentor so I can get these guys and hopefully turn them into professionals and hopefully change a lot of lives in the process.
You've been listening to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.